Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, I am excited. Part two of the sermon series, God is doing a new thing. Last week, we looked at the prophet Isaiah when he says, don't remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. You know what? It's okay to look back, but the danger is that we can focus on our past and lose sight of what God wants to do in our todays. We were able to see how the children of Israel, they got caught up in limiting belief. The liberating truth was God had set them free. He had taken them out of Egypt. But when things got difficult, they looked over their shoulder. Now, in part two, here's what we're going to do. We're going to look at the promises of God. Behold, I am doing a new thing. That's why we call this sermon, it's a God thing. I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. That is the promise of God. I am going to believe along with you that the promises of God, which are yea and amen, are going to come to pass in my life and your life. Come on, we're going to lean in today and hold on to what God has declared. You know, the Bible says that Satan, the devil, he's called the accuser of our brothers. You know, there's the mistake made that we listen to the voice of the enemy because he wants to keep us in our past. Anyone ever made any mistakes? Got it wrong? Said things that you wish you'd never said? Done things that you shouldn't have done? Been in places that you shouldn't have been? And you know, even as a Christian, the enemy would come and he would try to replay that just like the video that I showed you, the enemy would try to replay that over and over and over again because he wants to hold us to our yesterdays. Is it any wonder that the Bible declares, if anyone is in Christ, listen to this, they are new creations. Old things pass away. All things become new. I'm so glad this morning. I am a new creation. And when the enemy comes to condemn me and accuse me and rob me of what God has done, I just need to stand on the promise. I belong to Jesus. Behold, the scripture says, I make all things new. You know, I was reading a number of years ago about snakes, believe it or not. That's a strange thing to be reading about. But I was fascinated when I was reading about how a snake sheds its skin. A snake will find a rock, a tree, a hard surface, and wedge itself against it, and will literally push itself out of the old to make room for the new. Apparently, it's a natural process, but it can actually be stressful. I tell you, there's a lesson in there, isn't it? That even in the midst of tough times, listen, it can help us come out of the old, behold, I do a new thing, and come into the new thing of what God has got for us. But I kept reading, and it said this, that sometimes the snakes can have problem shedding their skin, and that can be due to a number of things. Injuries to the skin, especially where there are old scars. Wow. Coming into the new is difficult at times for that snake because of old scars that are present. Hey, I'm talking to you right now. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Maybe there are some old scars of what was done to you, of things you can't even articulate, of things that you've never said in private or public. Maybe there are some old scars of hurt, people being insensitive to you. maybe you're still carrying the old scar and it's stopping you coming fully into that new creation that God has called you to be. I want to encourage you, my friend. See, in 2021, even the hard things that we're facing, it can help us come into what God has got for us. Behold, I do a new thing. I love Disney. And one of the things I love to do is I love to go to Frontierland. Frontierland at Disney World, of course, that's the past. That's how it used to be. That's the old railways. That's how it was back in the day. And then I also love to go to Tomorrowland. That's what it could look like. That's possibilities. You know, here's the truth of the matter. Tomorrow has not yet come. So many of us are future-minded. Oh, tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll fix it tomorrow. Remember, I'm saying to you, this is the day the Lord has made. Seize the day. But maybe your focus is on your tomorrows. I know a lot of people that they're not living fully in the moment because all they can think of tomorrow. You know what I'm guilty of? I love food, you can tell. But one of the things that I'm bad at is this, that I'm enjoying the appetizer. And as I'm eating the appetizer, all I can think about is the main course. And then I'm eating the main course, and all I can think about is the dessert. Come on, can I get a witness? Don't leave me out on a limb there. In other words, instead of enjoying what I have, I'm busy thinking about what's going to come. Hey, maybe that's like you in life. You know, we postpone what God wants to do today because we're always thinking about tomorrow. Come on, how many of you've got a good room in your house? You know what the good room is, especially up here in the Northeast. It's the room that you only get to go into on certain occasions. I know we're not as bad for that now. It's the room, if you go into it, the carpet is still as good as ever. You know, you only get in there on Sundays and special occasions or when visitors come. It's the good room. You know what? I have been into so many good rooms when people have died. It's where I've been invited into. A room in the house that should have been used time and time again. What am I saying to you, my friend? Here's what I'm saying. Start using the room. Come on, light the candle. How many of you, come on, you have some nice candles. You know, how many of you are using the expression, oh, we're waiting for the rainy day? Can I say this, my friend? It's raining. I just want to bring encouragement to you. I'm not trying to direct what you do in your home. But I think so many of us are not enjoying today. Why? Because we're focused on tomorrow. I spoke to a dear friend a little while ago. And sadly, their spouse had just recently passed away. It was a very emotional conversation for a number of reasons. But I still remember the words, we had so many things planned. Oh, we were going to do so much. We were going to go on holiday and we were going to do this to the garden and we were going to. Now, my friend, I believe in good stewardship. I believe that you've got to make provision for your tomorrows. But I tell you what, some of us need to start enjoying our today's. God wants to do a new thing. Matthew 6:34, we read these words. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. Why? For tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Have you ever noticed a diet always starts tomorrow? I'm going to do this someday. By the way, someday is not a day of the week. Is it any wonder that we're told in Ecclesiastes 11:4, whoever watches the wind will not plant, whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. In other words, stop procrastinating all the time. If we use our today right, our tomorrow will be secure. Why? Because we don't have our yesterdays. We're not guaranteed our tomorrows. But I'll tell you what, folks, we have our todays. So let's seize the day. The psalmist said it wonderfully. Psalm 90, verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. The New Living Translation puts it this way. Teach us to realize the brevity of life so that we may grow in wisdom. You see, we can talk about our experiences and we can talk about our expectations, but what about our realities? God is doing a new thing. And come on, church, I want God to do a new thing in me. I mentioned Disney earlier. Listen, Disney can't change Frontierland. It's what it was. They can't rewrite history. But do you know that on several occasions they've had to update Tomorrowland? Listen to what they said. We wanted to keep Tomorrowland from becoming Yesterland. How do you do that, my friend? I'll tell you how you do it. By living in your todays, by accepting the promises of God, by standing firm and believing, if God is for us, who can be against us? Listen, let's live in this moment. And let's go back to Haley, that runner in the marathon. Listen to what she said. I've learned how hard I can push myself and also what happens if you don't pace yourself right. To cross the finish line, yeah, it has its challenges, but it's doable. And actually, she said, you learn more from the races that don't go well as the ones that do go well. And by the way, she actually achieved a personal best. God wants to do a new thing. And maybe for some of us, literally, we feel like we're crawling across the finish line, exhausted, weary, and tired, but we're holding on to the promises of God. We're told that we hold on to the promises of God. How? By faith. God's not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. Has he said it? Shall he not do it? Has he spoken? Shall he not make it good? You know, we've just passed the Christmas season, and in that beautiful nativity story, if you just keep reading on in Luke chapter 2, you read about a man called Simeon. Listen to what we read. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. And here's the promise of God. And the Holy Spirit was on him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Wow. God gave him a promise, and God declared to him, you're not going to leave this earth until that promise is fulfilled. What's God said to you? What has God spoken? In the quietness of the night, in a church service, there are promises that are still unfulfilled that I am clinging on to. You know, when Simeon saw that young couple, Mary and Joseph, come carrying the baby of Jesus into the temple, his spirit rejoiced. He took that baby in his arms and he says, now, Lord, let your servant depart in peace. Why could he depart in peace? Why was he ready to go? Because he had seen the fulfillment of the promise of the new thing that God had declared. I speak that over you right now. Forgive me for getting excited, but I believe that God is doing a new thing. It's a God thing. And I believe there are promises still to be realized. I'm claiming them for my family. I'm claiming them for my home. I'm declaring it over Apex Church. And yes, my friend, I'm declaring it over you. The promises of God. What about Paul? Hey, we could say a lot about Paul. In Acts chapter 23, Paul had been told, listen, you are going to testify in Rome. Paul ends up on a ship. In the midst of a storm, he faces shipwreck. Everyone thinks they're going to die. Everyone thinks they're going down. Paul takes charge of that ship. The prisoner takes control, and he says, let no one fear. We are all going to survive. Why? Because God has given me a promise. He said, just like I testified in Jerusalem, I am going to testify in Rome. Guess what? I'm not in Rome yet. So until I get to Rome, we're going to make it. Don't know how, but I know that our God is going to take care of us. The ship began to break. You know what Paul said to them? Listen, some of you are in broken pieces, some of you are in boards, but get to land. Maybe your ship is breaking up right now. Maybe your world is falling apart. Maybe all you've got is a broken piece, a bit of... Listen, you hold on to that. I tell you, God will take you to a place of safety. Why? Because God is going to do a new thing because he's faithful to his promises. Acts chapter 28, they make it ashore. The Bible says that they light a fire. The natives there showed them unusual kindness. I love that word. Unusual kindness. Paul begins to pick up sticks. He gets involved. In tough times, we all play our part. In tough times, we don't sit back and let everyone else do the work. Paul's picking up sticks, and as he picks up sticks and he puts them in the fire, Acts chapter 28 tells us that a snake, there we go again, a snake comes out of that fire and attaches itself to Paul's hands. The natives now think, oh, he's a murderer. He's escaped the sea, but the snakes are going to take him out. The Bible, and if you look at the context, and if you look at the original language, it says that this snake attached itself to Paul's hand and literally was pumping poison into Paul. You know what Paul did? I love this. It simply says, Paul shook the snake off. Now, I'm not going to be insensitive in any sense right now because I know there are some things that we are facing that we just can't seem to get above. But I want you to remember Paul. Paul had a promise to God, from God. Paul was standing in confidence in what God said. And he shook off that snake. I'll tell you why. Because the storm wasn't going to get him. And the snake wasn't going to get him. Why? Because God said, you're going to Rome. What's the promise of God over your life? What's the promise that is yet unfulfilled? What's the new thing that you're waiting for God to do in your world? I'm speaking encouragement and faith and confident that he who began a good work in me, he's going to be faithful. He is going to complete it. Apex Church, God is going to do a new thing. Into your home, God is going to do a new thing. Friends that are watching, God is going to do a new thing. You need to hold on to the promise of God and walk today with the confidence that you belong to him. When my dad was alive, anytime he wanted to tell me something that he wanted to make sure that he had my attention, he would always give me my full title. He would never say, listen, Neil. He would always say, listen, Neil Cameron. The moment he said Neil Cameron, the moment he gave me my phone, I knew that this was something that he wanted to land. You're a child of God. He's redeemed you. He's called you by your name. He has a plan for your life. I am here to speak to you. Last week, this week, I'm speaking directly into your world to tell you that there is a lie that comes from the enemy. Because he wants to hold you back on your yesterday. He wants you limited. He wants you restricted. He wants you confined. But I prophesy right now, I don't do this often, but I prophesy right now, I declare that we are going to see the new thing that God has spoken over us. Dreams realized. Come on. Lost found. Prodigals coming back. I don't know about you, but you should be saying amen right now in that chat. I'm feeling this. The promises of God. And I declare, don't allow limiting belief to override liberating truth. God has a plan for my life, and he has spoken promises over you. Well, I guess we could say that over this last couple of weeks, there's just been a sense that God is in this. I really pray that this resonates within your spirit right now. Friend, I hope you don't just think, well, that was a good preach or that was a good sermon and click off. Right now, I want us to come into agreement. I believe in the power of agreement. I'm going to pray right now. And I am going to pray a prayer of faith. And if you're in agreement, I want you to close your eyes in your living room, kitchen, wherever you're watching this right now. I want you to close your eyes. And I want the same anointing that I sense right now to flow through me, through that camera lens, right into your room. I'm believing that God right now is breaking chains off your life that the enemy is trying to hold you. Chains of the past, chains of your yesterdays, even the thoughts of your tomorrows. I'm not only talking about your failures, my friend. I'm talking about your successes. You know, sometimes the success of yesterday can be the enemy of the prosperity and blessing of our tomorrow. Well, I've been there. I've done that, etc., etc. Yeah, that's the former things. But God's getting ready to do a new thing. It's a God thing. Come on, if you're in agreement with me, close your eyes right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this sense of the Word of God, a word for Apex Church, certainly a word for my life. Father, I pray that it would resonate in spirits right now. Holy Spirit of the living God, break chains of memories of the past, of pain of the past, of limitation of the past. Lord, not only what others have put on us, but what we've put on ourselves. Lord, forgive us that we felt that we've crawled across that line and we've no more to give. When we should acknowledge the fact that if God be for us, who can be against us? So by hope and through hope, with confidence in the promises of God, I declare that we make ourselves available for the new thing that God wants to do. Maybe you're listening to my voice and you're not even a Christian. You can't say that Jesus is Lord. You've never asked Christ to come into your heart. Maybe you've attended church. Maybe through lockdown you've started to watch different church programs. And maybe you just think it's entertainment. My friend, this is not about entertainment. This is about life. And God wants you to surrender to him. You'll never come into the God thing until you first surrender to him. And I'd love to pray with you right now. If you would say, today something needs to change. I want to give my life to Jesus. Just pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I recognize I'm a sinner, but you are my Savior. Forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart. Be my master. Be in control. Be in charge. I submit to your will and your way. And I declare that according to the Bible, right now, I am a new creation, and I make myself available for God to do a new thing. Hey, bless you, my friend. The best decision you could ever make. But once again, Apex Church, don't look down. Look up and put your trust in God. Why? Because God is going to do a new thing. We'll be right back.